فهمیدن و صحبت کردن به زبان انگلیسی می تواند در بهبودی وضعیت زندگی شما در استرالیا کمک کند. SBS یک پودکاست جدید دارد که در آن مصطلحات روزمره زندگی استرالیایی توضیح داده می شوند. با گوش دادن به این پودکاست مهارت های انگلیسی خود را تقویت کنید، در مورد استرالیا بیشتر بیاموزید و همزمان از وقتتان لذت ببرید. این شما و این هم آخرین قسمت پودکاست انگلیسی بیاموزید SBS.
Ease into the English language and Australian life with SBS Learn English.
Hi, welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning the English language. Today, we are learning different ways to say we like or dislike something. We'll also find out how the two most famous Australian desserts, Lamingtons and Pavlova, got their names. But before we get into all that, let me remind you that we have learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can keep learning after listening. If learning through listening is your cup of tea, meaning something you like doing, relax. My guests and friends will do the rest. First, I want you to think about your favorite food. How could you tell someone that you like it? Listen to this conversation between Marianne and Alan as they talk about food they like.
Lamingtons. Sponge cake dipped in chocolate and sprinkled with coconut. I adore them.
My favourite is pavlova. I'm crazy about it.
Yeah, pavlova is okay, but I prefer Lamingtons. I'd take Lamingtons over pavlova any day.
Well, I've got a sweet tooth, so I enjoy most desserts. But I like pavlova best.
We heard two very simple ways to say we like something. I adore it and I'm crazy about it. But we also heard two expressions we can use when we are comparing something we like with something else. Let's hear them again.
I prefer Lamingtons.
I prefer Lamingtons to Pavlova. I prefer this to that. You say I prefer when you like one thing better than another. A more casual way to say the same thing is to use the expression we heard.
I'd take Lamingtons over pavlova any day.
This means that you would prefer Lamingtons instead of pavlova. You could use this for other things too. For example, I'd take vegetables over chocolate any day. Well, maybe you'd only say that if you were unusually healthy. I don't know who could possibly prefer vegetables over chocolate. Then Alan said,
I like pavlova best.
When you like something best, you like it better than anything else of a similar kind. Notice how we put the word best after the thing we like. We do the same thing when we say that we like something very much or a lot. For example, I love my cat very much, or I like reading a lot. In both examples, the words very much and a lot came after what we like. Let's now turn our attention to things that don't float our boat. If something doesn't float your boat, it means that something doesn't seem exciting, attractive, or interesting. In the following conversation, we'll hear how Maria Ann and Alan talk about some Australian food that they dislike.
I'm not mad about Vegemite on toast. It's just too salty for me.
I'm not very fond of meat pies. They're so messy to eat. A sausage roll's more my cup of tea.
I agree. Meat pies are disgusting. I can't stand them.
Each of these sentences expresses some degree of dislike. Let's hear them again.
I'm not mad about Vegemite on toast.
"I'm not mad about something" is a phrase we would use with family and friends when we don't like something. Alan then expressed his dislike by saying,
"I'm not very fond of meat pies."
We say that we are not very fond of something when we don't like something. I could say that I'm not very fond of spicy food. You could also replace very with really. For example, "I'm not really fond of spicy food." This is a slightly softer way to express dislike. You might use it if you don't want to offend someone. Let's move on.
Sausage rolls are more my cup of tea.
Of course, in Australia, the phrase "cup of tea" sometimes gets shortened just to "cuppa." Remember what this phrase means? Yes, it means that you like something.
Meat pies are disgusting. I can't stand them.
Disgusting is a strong word that you can use if you don't like something so much that it makes you feel bad in your stomach. And it is normally used for food. Another strong way to say you don't like something is to say that you can't stand something. You can use this for food, things, or even people. For example, "I can't stand my husband. He talks about himself all the time." Well, maybe we should stick to food. If talking about your food is your cuppa, you're gonna love my guest today. Massimiliano is a friend and colleague from SBS Italian, a mastermind behind a very successful podcast called The Ugly Ducklings of Italian Cuisine. Massimiliano, why The Ugly Ducklings?
The Ugly Ducklings of Italian Cuisine is a fresh portrait of Italian food. We talk about ugly-looking food that people either detest or are mad about.
You don't have to understand Italian to listen to this podcast.
No, we have an English and Italian version, and they are both equally popular. People love talking about food, even if it's ugly looking.
I know you recently spent a lot of time researching Australian cultural food, and we've just been talking about Lamingtons. Can you explain what they are and tell me how they got their name?
Lamingtons are considered the national cake of Australia, and they got their name after Lord Lamington, a former governor of Queensland. It was invented in Queensland around 1900 as a way of feeding visitors who arrived unexpectedly. The story goes that a maidservant to Lord Lamington accidentally dropped the governor's favourite sponge cake into some melted chocolate. That made it rather messy and difficult to eat without getting chocolate all over the fingers. So Lord Lamington suggested that they dip the cake in coconut to cover the chocolate and make it much easier to eat. And that's how Lamingtons got their name.
Okay, so Lamingtons were created by mistake as a way of making up for something that went wrong, but they turned out to be a great success. And what about pavlova?
Pavlova is another Australian classic dessert. It was made for the Russian ballerina Anna Pavlova when she toured Australia and New Zealand in the 1920s, and it was named after her. It has a meringue base, which is usually topped with whipped cream and fresh fruit. Australia and New Zealand have been arguing for many years now over where the dessert was first served, but it is now a firm favourite in both countries.
Interesting, I didn't know that. Thanks for sharing, Massimiliano.
Grazie a te. That's thank you in Italian.
Grazie, that's awesome. We learned how to say thank you in Italian. But now it's time for us to revisit English expressions we learned in this episode. See if you can answer these questions. When something is your cup of tea, it means...
If something is your cup of tea, it means that you like doing it. Equally, you can say that something is not your cuppa when you're not very interested in that thing.
If something doesn't float your boat, it means...
If something doesn't float your boat, it means that something doesn't seem exciting, attractive, or interesting.
We heard some different ways to express that we like something.
Sausage rolls are more my cup of tea.
I adore it.
I'm crazy about it.
I prefer Lamingtons. I'd take Lamingtons over pavlova any day.
I like pavlova best.
And we also heard some different ways to express that we dislike something.
I'm not mad about something.
I'm not very fond of something.
I can't stand something.
Oh, I detest something.
What Australian desserts have you tried? Did you adore them or detest them? And I have one fun fact that I would like to share with you. Did you know that desserts is actually stressed, spelled backwards? So next time you feel stressed, just turn it around and eat some desserts. Maybe you'll feel better. And also, head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. If you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to an SBS Learn English podcast.